I'm here on a job site with Tim, who owns his own electrical contracting business.
3 employees and 2 work trucks.
Tim traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance. We're positively here where he needs us most.
They sure are.
With step-by-step help on all his insurance needs, all for shockingly low rates.
Shockingly low, huh?
Just a little bit of electrician humour. Do you get it?
I got it.
You know, it feels like we have a real connection. All right, I'll stop.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
0141-951-1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard on a big night of European action for Rangers. It's Athletic Bilbao at Ibrox in the first leg of the Europa League quarter-finals. Thursdays have been good to Rangers in the past. Can they do it again? But this time against a top La Liga outfit. Barry Ferguson promises changes. Will there be one in goal? And what else will that look like? I'm Gordon Duncan, and joining me tonight you have Gordon DL and Mark Wilson.
It's an absolute massive night at Ibrox and we're looking forward to it. They've thrown up some great nights over the past couple of years, Rangers. Can they go and do it again? But you've got to say their form is questionable, especially at Ibrox, where Barry Ferguson just can't get that first win, and he's going to be up against it tonight against a very good side in Atletico Bilbao.
And see, before you give us your intro, Gordon, if we could just maybe zoom in on Gordon's camera. I just want to see the face of a man that forgot we were on until 11 o'clock tonight rather than the usual 8 o'clock finish until I arrived in the office.
Yeah, I'm delighted, absolutely delighted to be here, and then Rangers won and the phones are still open. We can stay at 12. Looking forward to it. But I think Mark's right. It's a big, big night for Rangers at Ibrox. We've written them off many a time on a Thursday night. Usually the first leg's always away from home. They perform to a great level. Then it comes back to Ibrox to get the job done. Tonight's completely different. And they're playing at Ibrox where their record just now is very, very poor indeed. So big pressures, big talking points as well. Does the Rangers manager, and he has said and stated that he's going to make changes, will he make the biggest change of the season for me, the goalkeeper?
0141 951 1025. It is a huge night. We are here until 11 o'clock, like I said. So get those calls in. Let us know what you are thinking. You know we love these big nights. First and foremost, are you on your way to the game? The sun is shining, so the spirits can't be dampened yet. Yes, we'll wait and see what happens on the pitch, but you must be all up for this tonight if you're heading along to the game. So pick up that phone, give us your thoughts. Maybe you're walking along in the car, supporters, bus, whatever it is. What are you thinking tonight? You must go through that roller coaster of emotions on a week like this where you think we're so bad against Hibs and St Mirren and Motherwell. But maybe once game day comes along, you realise you've maybe felt this way before and you've managed to pull something out the bag in the Europa League. So how are you feeling? Are you confident? Do you think this can carry on? Can Rangers continue to do it again in Europe? Or maybe you are fearing the worst. Maybe you're somewhere in between. And all week we've done it. Let's get the final touches added to that argument, because in under an hour's time, we will know the team. So until such times, let's predict it again. Final thoughts. You've had all week. Is it Liam Kelly to come in, or does Jack Butland stay? What else happens? What does the shape look like? Does Igaman come out? Does Dessers come out? Does Hadji go in? Is there a change in defence? Does actually maybe a surprise change in midfield? Who knows? Give us a call on 0141 951 1025 right now, please. It is a massive night, Mark Wilson.
Well, it certainly is. A massive stage as well. Europa League, a top competition. And to reach the quarterfinals takes some doing, by the way. Rangers have had a remarkable campaign this season. And you have to put it into perspective with everything that's gone on in the background, everything that's went on with the management team, everything that's went on domestically. You know, they go through a run this season where it looks like it's fixed and then they take a couple of steps backwards. But in Europe, it's always been looking rosy. That was until Fenerbahce came to Ibrox. and it kind of put the skids on it. Now, they got the job done and they got through in penalty kicks, of course, and it was a hard-fought win over the two legs, and their performance in the first leg obviously got them there. But things have just slowly regressed a wee bit. Again, a top performance and result against Celtic, but it's the inconsistency that's killed Barry Ferguson in recent weeks. And I just wonder if this Rangers team has got it in them again to pick themselves up after such a disappointing result and performance on Saturday against Hibs.
Are you on your way to the game? Give us a call. Let us know what you're thinking heading along there. Are you setting up for a night on the couch? Maybe you're one of those smart Alex who's dragged the TV outside on a night like this and you've got it all lined up. We are very jealous, let it be known. But either way, what are your plans for the game tonight? What are you thinking? What should the team look like? Shape, personnel, score predictions, it is all in there. 01419511025. Right now, let's go to Ibrox and set the scene with Gabriel.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard coverage of the European knockout rounds with the Clubhouse Princes Square, taproom and home of live sport in Glasgow.
Yes, Gordon, good evening from Ibrox. The sun is shining here in Govan. The Spanish fans have been filling George Square all day. Spanish colleagues beside me, they must think they're still in Spain. It's ideal conditions for a Europa League quarter-final. Except if you're a Rangers fan, the small matter of your team's form. Barry Ferguson, been in charge for 7 games. We know how poor they've been at Ibrox recently. In those matches, 5 of them, they've been 2-0 down. It's simply unacceptable for Rangers' standards. The 2 games that they weren't were impressive road victories at Fenerbahce and at Celtic Park. And that just about sums it up for Rangers at the moment. They struggle to get up for those so-called bread and butter matches. But on the biggest nights, they're always ready. And that's exactly what they're doing. A huge fixture against Athletic Club. They'll be hoping, of course, to take a lead over to the Basque country and San Mamés, the stadium that is hosting the final. Rangers fans in here this evening will be dreaming of going there for the final at the end of May. Of course, a lot of it depends on that team news. The boys in the studio there were talking about it. Massive decisions for Barry Ferguson. We spoke to him yesterday. He said that the team had a clear the air meeting on Monday, and that everyone is now united and clear on the way they're going to go forwards. It's not going to be much chopping and changing with formation. We expect them to stick with the 5 at the back. That's how they've looked best in Ferguson's tenure. But we know that there's no John Souter, there's no Mohamed Diamande, two huge players that would no doubt have been starting if available this evening. They're both suspended for the first leg. Who comes in? It's likely to be Leon Balogun at the back. Perhaps Yanis Hadji. Maybe involved in some capacity as well this evening. And as you say, does Cyril Dessa still lead the line? Big missed chances in recent games. And the number one question, is Jack Butland still the goalkeeper this evening? Made so many errors domestically, costing Rangers numerous points. But if you cast your mind back to last month against Jose Mourinho's side, Butland was the hero that night, saving penalties from Dusan Tadic and Fred. So it's stick or twist for Ferguson. Is it Butland? Or does Liam Kelly start? We'll know all of that at 6:45.
Until such times then, sounds a bit windy in Gabriel's fancy AirPods there. But anyway, until such times, pick your team. Is it a 4 at the back? Is it a 5? Is it Liam Kelly? Is it Jack Butland? Are there any surprises? Gabriel throwing one out there as well. Perhaps, maybe, one or two youngsters involved. You never know in that squad overall. So get your thoughts in, please. Are you heading along? How are you feeling? Are you confident? All the rest of it. You should know the drill by now. On a big match day, give us a call, please. We're here from now until 11 o'clock. So let's get stuck straight in with Alan, who's on the line. How are you, Alan?
Hello, mate. How's it going? How's good. The team? Is all good?
All good. How are you?
I'm all right, mate. I'm just driving back home from work.
What are you thinking tonight, then?
Right, mate. I think, see, because Spanish teams, they're not used to a good British offence. So you've got to go 4-4-2. You do. You've got to put two up front and pressurise them, because you've got to pull their wires back, because their wires are going to destroy us. They are. So if you've got a classic 4-4-2 and leave two up front, you're going to bring that team back a little bit. Yeah. What do you guys think about that?
I like your idea. I think that there's still room in the modern game for a 4-4-2. Whether you do that against a class team Leave yourself a little bit short in the middle of the park. You could play Dessers and Igaman just drop him off as the number 10, or a Hadji dropping off there to go and support Dessers. There's even question marks. Will he go with Igaman through the middle and leave Dessers on the bench? I know what Gabs was saying from Ibrox. They expect it to be the three at the back. I've got a funny feeling he might just go back to the four.
Do you?
Yeah.
So you're with Alan?
Yeah, I think he might just go back to the four.
What makes you say that?
Because you look at the if you're going to go back three, you're looking at, you know, Balogun proper coming in there, probably Sterling, Tavernier, and Jeffrey down the flanks. I just think that against a team like this with the wingers and the pace that they've got, I think a back four with two in front. Supporting. I'm with Alan. I think he might go 4-4, but not two right up top. I think he'll go one and maybe drop one into the hole to support the midfield.
The difficulty, Mark, is this is an entirely different challenge to anything they've faced probably before. Just different, and maybe even better as well. But also, Rangers have changed so many times between games and within games. So you just wonder what is still considered the best option here in Barry Ferguson's mind.
I think he's still trying to figure that out as well. Obviously, domestically, they look to be in the front foot and take the game to the opposition, and maybe that's why they go for a four in terms of getting their fullbacks forward. But, you know, when you play against these top teams, you need to be secure in the wide areas as well as the middle of the pitch. And that's why I think the way... fixture at Fenerbahce was such a great blueprint, because when you get it right, when the players get it right on the pitch, it looks so good and you can see the outcomes of that. Just in the home game, the players didn't get it right, they underperformed, and you can see the weaknesses of it. I think it would be crazy to change from that away set up against Fenerbahce. I think when you've got a result so positive, I get it wasn't ideal at Ibrox, but for 15-20 minutes in the opening stages, it looked fine. And it would have been classed as probably fine had that goal not went in at the stroke of half-time. And I don't think there would have been many complaints. But because the goal goes in at the stroke of half-time, it changes everything. Then the shape changes in the second half as well, and you're almost chasing the game. So I think he'll just revert back to what we've seen at the away leg in Fenerbahce.
He's changed his formation a few times. You look at Dens Park, he started with a three, went back to the back four.
Do you think that, as Mark says, that's still the sort of the high point, though? You know, if you were looking to replicate something good that you've done.
I think he was away from home, which Mark said, Fenerbahce was probably their best performance with the change of formation. They're at home tonight, they're up against a team that's just got that little bit more quality, a bit of pace in the flanks as well. He's got options. I think the big miss, obviously, is Suter and Diamandé, because I think Diamandé in Europe's been excellent. It's who replaces him. Do you go with Dessers and Igaman the same lineup, or do you drop one of them out? But my big call, and I think every Rangers fan will be thinking going along to Ibrox tonight, is will he make the biggest decision of his managerial career and leave out his number one goal?
I'm glad he pulled that back. I thought he was presenting that as his own big call again there that nobody else had discovered.
Yeah.
You know when he likes to do that?
Yeah. What
I'm calling a big decision.
What I call a big decision in football, Barry's got one to make.
He certainly does. Alan, where are you in terms of confidence wise? Because you just see a bit of everything from this Rangers team, obviously going through in Europe against Fenerbahce in the Celtic game, and everybody knows the struggles at home since. What do you think? Do you fancy it?
You know, I'm on the fence at the moment. I'm totally on the fence, man. But honestly, I do think the goalkeeper's got to be trapped. Dessers got trapped. He does. And I would play, see Willie Bustill, Heathley McCoist, and like you would leave one up front to pull the team back a little bit. So if you leave Milo up there, he's going to pull them back a little bit, and that gives Igaman a bit more room to get up. Do he's been pricks and that kind of stuff? Guys. So drop Dessers, drop the goalkeeper,
Ooh.
Put Danilo and put Liam
Ooh,
Kelly in.
Wow, there's a lot going on. Danilo from nowhere, it would have to be, Mark.
No. I mean, again, Dessers misses chances. We are on repeat with the Dessers analysis that he misses chances. Cors will come on, get him away from the team, and then he'll do something extraordinary. that he'll play, you know, that number nine role so well. He'll score a goal that gets Rangers ahead in a game or big games. So I think Dessers is fine. We all know what he's going to be. He's going to be a striker that misses chances. He's going to give his all for the team and he will contribute somehow. You can't just bring Danilo in from nowhere. The big call, the goalkeeper, I think he will change him. I think he has to change him. Yeah. I get Butland.
I'm with Mark, yeah. Look, I'm not saying Jack Butland's not a good goalkeeper, but this season, his confidence is gone. You look at against Hibs as well. I don't think the back four has a lot of, or the back five, whatever you may call it, has got a lot of confidence in him. But I'll tell you who will play a big part in it. The goalkeeping coach, Alan McGregor. Because if Barry Ferguson sits down, has a real good chat with McGregor, he's there to assess it. He knows these games. He's been involved in them. And I think Barry will take a lot of advice from Alan McGregor. But I would not be surprised if Kelly come out tonight as a goalkeeper.
Wow. Alan mentioned, like, you know, space for Iggyman. I actually just wondered if he was one that might come out of the team tonight.
Well, a lot of Rangers fans, I think, were thinking the opposite, thinking, right, OK, he can't play off that left-hand side. That's not his position.
That's what I mean. And if you're saying Dessers is going to play, then...
But a lot of Rangers fans, and probably they'll phone in and agree here, that some of them are now thinking, right, leave Dessers out, bring him on in the second half, and put Iggyman through the middle as the sole number nine. I wouldn't do that. I know that Dessers comes in for so much criticism with the chances. And once again, it was the same situation against Hibs at Ibrox at the weekend. But he's always there. And see, when you've got a guy that always puts himself in the right position, gets the chances, yes, he misses them, he's frustrating. But I think you've got a better opportunity scoring a goal.
Well, let's thank Alan and bring in John. How are you, John?
I'm brilliant.
Good man. Absolutely. What are you thinking brilliant. Tonight?
What's my thinking tonight? I think these are getting Atletico Bilbao a bit over the top. Have you actually seen the results in the last couple of games they've played?
Yeah, 2-0, wasn't it, the last two?
Aye, 2-0, right. The William Brothers have been mouthing off that they're not going to be disappointed. Right. I totally agree with you. I don't believe Butland will get dropped. I think to you, Mark and Gordon, I think you're kidding yourself. Oh, no, drop him. No way will I drop him. Because he's there for the big nights. But if we come out of here, I mean, they have got pace up front. We won't miss it, right? But we handle that. We come out of here with a victory, 1-0. But when we get close there, if you've watched us all season in Europe, which I've been, by the Man United game, we've played Fenerbahce, hadn't lost in 18, right? Olympiacos hadn't been beat. Nice hadn't been beat, right? And we've come away with good victories. And I feel we are suited to play away from him more than we are at Ibrox. Because people will come at us, and with the pace that we've got, we Tierney. And if he plays Dessers, then he can play. I don't believe Dessers and Imani can play together. So basically, one of them's dropping it tonight, definitely. So I think he's a heightened name up to be a wee bit more than what you think.
You think they're not older cracked up to be?
No, they played Roma and they took them 40-odd minutes to get a goal against 10 men.
I think John makes a great point. If you're a Rangers fan going along to Ibrox tonight, look, ideally it'd be brilliant for them to go and get a result. Even a draw for me still keeps it really interesting because we all know that Rangers' best performances have been away from home. For some reason, it just suits them. The way they can counter-attack, and Fenerbahce was a perfect example of it. They were absolutely brilliant that night. So as long as they're still in this tie, I think Rangers fans will still have a bit of confidence. But you just wonder what the light this team's going to be, and we've said it many a time this show, on a Thursday night, we've written Rangers off, and all of a sudden they produce a big result. They'll need to play to the best of their ability. They'll need to get this thing out of their head just now about Ibrox. You know, because their form there has been poor, especially in the league, and obviously with the cup with Queen's Park. So it's a big, big night for the players that do start the game.
There's evidence either way. I take John's point. They've drawn their last two games 0-0, Mark. I think the bigger picture is they're fourth in La Liga. So we know it's one of the best, certainly in the top, what, that's top three, isn't it? It's considered one of the big four leagues. They're fourth in that. They are relatively comfortable in fourth. is that that maybe just the biggest indication of how good a team this is?
Without doubt, that's the proof that you need. I think when you get to this stage of the competition, quarter-final stage, you always expect to come up against someone of that stature. They can mix up with the best. Technically, they're very good. They're very dangerous in either flank that we've talked about with the Williams brothers. So there is a threat, a real threat there. But if history tells you anything, shows you that Rangers have dealt with this level before pretty well. So it's not to say it can't be done. But I would think their fans and the management team would look for maybe better form going into it. It's not ideal preparation, losing 2-0 at home against Hibs and being on this horrible run at Ibrox. So that's where the danger lies as well. It's not just the opponent's last couple of goalless draws domestically. It's how you're playing as well and what you're up against on the night.
So definitely Butland for you, John.
Butland for me. Can I say something to you?
Go for it.
The run's going to come to an end. And how, what a night to come to an end is a night. And by the way, I'll tell you right now, I've listened to the three of yous, and I don't think you three think we're capable of beating this team. I don't think you three, and see we do, I'll phone you back up tomorrow night and you can apologise to me.
Why are you saying that?
Who says you're even right?
But
how do you know I've not asked him for a prediction yet?
I know.
You're a fortune teller.
Right, listen, where
give us the lottery numbers while you're there, John.
Listen, can you not just take a bit of criticism and you go?
You don't even know. You don't know what Gordon and Mark think the score will be.
The two of them are turning around saying, we don't know what they're out of for them and blah, blah, blah.
Right, that's just true.
Right, and you've never been positive about us capable of beating them.
Hold on a minute. I just said a minute ago that we've seen, if history tells us anything, that Rangers can deal with a sort of occasion.
Did you not hear that bit, John?
You never said it. You've never wanted any of commitment. Said, I think they just come in the night.
Mark just said 2 seconds
I
ago.
John, come on.
No, I don't believe the three years think Rangers will win the night.
I do. I think they'll win 4-0.
Do you?
There's no pleasing some people, honestly. 01419511025, and we'll take more of your calls. More fun like that when we return.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 01419511025. Clyde One Super Me? Scoreboard.
Gordon DL and Mark Wilson are here on 01419511025, or you can tweet at Clyde SSB. Still looking to hear from you. If you're on your way to the game, what are you thinking tonight? You'll be sitting in the sunshine enjoying it before you head in. What is on your mind? Nadim's going to kick us off on that front. Nadim, how are you feeling?
Good, Gordon, yourself?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Yeah, I don't remember. I phoned up maybe a couple of weeks ago last week and I kept getting cut off. It was about Scotland, but my point today is not about Scotland, it's about the Rangers. I just like to talk about, I'm a bit annoyed that a lot of Rangers fans are phoning up and they're saying that Jack Butland should be dropped. I mean, I just can't fathom that. You know, I know Gordon and Mick are maybe not saying that, but they're kind of alluding to that, if they're going to make a big decision. But for me, if you compare him and the backup Kelly, They're both good goalkeepers. Jack Butland's a better goalkeeper. I think I wouldn't say anybody would disagree with that. But you need your best goalkeeper. You need your best players to play the best game for you to go through in ties like this. If you tell me that both players play the best football and goals, Jack Butland's a better goalkeeper by a mile. He makes the big saves. I know he's made mistakes. There's no doubt about that. He's made mistakes. But he's the best goalkeeper by a mile. So you want him to play at his best to have any chance of going through in this tie, you know?
I agree with you. On form, if the two of them were in top form, Jack Butland, without doubt, is the best goalkeeper. Unfortunately, Jack Butland is not on form. This is a massive game. He's making blunders left, right and centre. I keep going back to, I think that Alan McGregor will play a massive part in this conversation with Barry Ferguson. And I honestly believe Barry Ferguson will make that big call and go with Liam Kelly and goes tonight and leave Butland out.
Take Nadim's logic of, he feel, you know, if they're both at their peak, he thinks it's Jack Butland, and then you go to that. I mean, the obvious question is, how confident are you he gets to his peak tonight? That's the stumbling block, isn't it?
Well, you surely can't be confident he gets to his peak. You can hope that he gets back to his peak, but how many games are you going to do that, keep hoping that Jack Butland gets back to his best? I think even in this poor run of form, Butland's made some good saves. But you can't ignore the obvious, and there is some horrendous mistakes that's led to a number of goals in recent months that you just can't ignore. So that's why Barry Ferguson has got a big call. Does he sit there and hope that Jack Butland comes out and it reverts back to the Jack Butland of last season that, you know, was the top goalkeeper in the country probably? Or does he pick him, or does he pick Kelly, who's probably been showing up well in training, but he hasn't had much game time? And it's a massive game for someone who's sat on the bench for a number of weeks to go into a quarter final of Europa League. So it's a huge call. I think you've got to draw a line somewhere. I think it affects a full team if your goalkeeper is continuing to make mistakes that results in goals. I think he will make that change tonight.
Nadeem, is there anything in that wins you over slightly? I mean, is what makes you think Jack Butland can be at his peak level tonight?
I understand what Mark and Gordon are saying, but I just think that, you know, the way Mark's speaking there is if he's had the worst season ever. The boy's made a few mistakes in a few games. You know, start of the season, he was fine. You know, it only last maybe a couple of months, he struggled a little bit with his form, but, you know, last season he was outstanding. Nobody once said last season, he still made mistakes last season, but nobody once said last season, oh, you know, you need to get him out. It's a lot of people just jumping the bandwagon, similar to Mark and Gordon, just jumping the bandwagon and going with it. But in terms of other changes that you're maybe alluding to there, Gordon, obviously Diamandi and Suter are out. That's two big losses for me. I think Diamandi this season has been outstanding, you know, so, even John Suter as well. But I just think, you know, for me, if it had been an away game first, Gordon, I'd be a lot more comfortable with that because we've played well away, as we know, you know, especially in Europe. But just the Ibrox, we've obviously struggled, as we know, in the last five games. And I just think that if it'd been away, we'd had a really good chance of going through. I just hope we stay in the tie. I'm speaking more from my heart than my head, probably, but I just hope we stay in the tie, Gordon. You know, we take it over there and we've still got a decent chance of going through. Because I genuinely believe if we get through this tie, then I think we're going all the way to the final.
I think Rangers can stay in the tie tonight, right? Because there's something about Rangers on a Thursday night.
You're just trying to keep in with John, the previous
caller.
Yeah,
probably. I'm hoping John just goes for used to and leaves me alone. But I do think they can. It's got to be a big ask because they're a decent side. But Rangers have come up against decent sides before. And I think the positive is we know that if Rangers are still in the tie by the end of the night, they go away from home. That's where they perform. In Europe, that's their best performances. They've been excellent, and they get one or two players back. I do agree. I think Suter will be a big miss. I think Diamandi will be a big miss. You just wonder who's going to come in to replace him. Does he stick with Dessers? That's another question. So there's a lot of big decisions for a Rangers manager. It must have been a difficult few days, you know, sitting there going, well, do I leave my goalkeeper out? Do I stick to my back three? Do I leave Dessers out and play Eggerman through the middle? Do I bring guys like Hadji back in? You know, I just think he's got big decisions to make, but his biggest one, I think, is a goalkeeper. And I'm sticking my neck out and saying that he'll make the decision and leave Butland out.
Again, I have to agree, and Nadeem says it's sounding like I've said he had the worst season ever. I actually said that I think within this poor run of form, Jack Butland's made some good saves. But the unfortunate business of being a goalkeeper is when you make blunders, they quite often cost you a goal, and they're highlighted. And some of the ones he's made, I'm thinking back to the Motherwell one, remember, he gets away with, they're still mistakes, they're still glaring mistakes. So it's the worst season that Jack Butland's had in a Rangers shirt, because he's only been there a couple of seasons. He was outstanding last season, he's been poorer this season. It's just whether Barry Ferguson, how he judges that. Again, does he hope, put him in the team and hope that he rediscovers that form, or does he go for a different approach, perhaps a safer option, someone who isn't in poor form and low in confidence as Butland may be at the minute?
Come on then, give us a score prediction, Nadeem.
Oh, you put me in the spot there. If I go with my heart, I'll say 2-1 Rangers. If I go with my head, I don't know, maybe a draw, maybe we get beat by the odd goal, Gordon, you know, but I hope that's not the case, but I hope we get through. See, just one final point, Gordon, if you don't mind, just quickly. I just like to say, I know what Mark's saying there about, you know, he's had a poor season, I totally get that, but see, from our point of view, as a Rangers supporter, you know, you're wanting all your, especially when you're missing leaders like John Souter and Diamandé, right? I think you need as many big characters and leaders in there. And Jack Butland's proven, being you know, he's blown the armbands, you know, in some games, that he is a big character, he is a big leader, and you're going to need all that game experience. He's played in the Premiership, he's been in England squads. You're going to need all that experience when you go up against these top sides.
So just out of curiosity, would the absence of John Souter impact your decision either way?
Yeah, I think so.
You think it would?
Yeah, because you're taking away a chunk of your defence and you're changing your goalkeeper. And that's why I'm saying it's not just going to reflect on the goalkeeper, it reflects on your defenders as well, because your best centre-half is missing for the game. You're then looking at, on form, your best goalkeeper would be missing for the game. But look, Jack Butland's like every other player. There's a times in a season that you lose a bit of confidence, and he looks like that guy just now. He looks like there's a mistake in him nearly every game. And I just think that Kelly, who's been sitting there as a number two, he's a Scotland international. It's not like you're putting the biggest gamble in the world there and be throwing a young kid in that's not handled this before. You're putting a Scottish international in there. I agree with Mark, he's not played a lot of football, but I think he's more than capable of getting in there and performing.
I will agree with Nadeem there on the last point, that the experience counts for a lot in these occasions. When you get down to the latter stages of European football, the occasion can sometimes get to people, and the more experience you've got within your team to deal with that, the better. But again, that's why the decision is massive for Barry Ferguson. Does he go with that experience and hope that his keeper rediscovers some of his form, or does he go with another international goalkeeper?
Let's hear from Barry Ferguson. Thanks, Nadeem. He says he has made difficult decisions, as of course he promised to make changes to the team ahead of tonight's game.
That there will be some changes. You just need to wait to see what the changes are tomorrow night. But listen, I've told everybody now, there's places up for grabs. I've had to make, or I probably will have to make, some difficult decisions. But it's one thing I'm not afraid to do, to try and better the team. But I've got a job to pick. The 11 that I think is the 11 that will go and win the game. In terms of players make mistakes and players maybe underperforming, look, that's part and parcel of football. There's been a lot of things going through my head. I've went and made a decision which will be in my shoulders, and we'll hopefully see a real positive performance and result from what way I'm going to go about it.
And we will find out what that decision is when we return. Let me tell you about this first.
Oh my God.
Cash Dash.
Brilliant stuff, man.
This is the final week of Cash Dash, and the £520,000 could be yours tomorrow. If you want all this cash in your bank, you need to enter now. Get in the final Cash Dash draw. It's worth a massive £520,000. Text YES to 61025. Texts are 250 plus your standard network rate. Entries on our website cost 250, or call 03434 269 340. Calls charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website. Lines close 5 p.m. tomorrow. You are running out of time, so text YES to 61025.
0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson's here, Gordon Diel alongside him as always on a Thursday, and both waiting for you. How are you feeling, Rangers fans? I've seen all sorts on Twitter. So much confidence just builds up before these games. Naturally, other people nodding to the perceived strength of Bilbao and what that could look like. We're about to solve the debate of the week. Is it Jack Butland? Is it Liam Kelly? And are there any other curveballs in there? Barry Ferguson promised changes, so I'm almost certain we'll get them. But what do they look like? How drastic are they? Because it could be, you know, swap one left back for another or something, and it's not actually that drastic. Will we see anything that really does grab the headlines? Keep your calls coming in, 01419511025. It must be the sort of night where you've set off nice and early. You're maybe sitting outside just trying to take it all in on a lovely night across the country. So why not give us a call? Even we've had stranger things. We've had calls from inside the stadium before and all sorts. So why not get in touch? We must be minutes away. You two are on the same page though, aren't you, on the old goalkeeping thing?
Yeah.
Well, for me, this guy's occupied at the minute, as any viewers watching the live stream can see.
Yeah, what that is actually rude. What is going on?
I'm trying to get my golf.
That's not as important as this. I'm sorry to tell you.
He says he's going to miss a tee off time. Good. If he doesn't get it in just now. But what do you think about the goalkeeping situation, Daz?
I'm going for Kelly.
And why would that be?
Same as you.
That's actually not
how
funny.
How bad is that, that's by the way? Seriously. I hope the bosses are listening. I mean, we're not nominated for an ARIA for this sort of nonsense, are we?
He thinks I'm joking, but seriously, he's trying to do that.
He's not listening, mate. So I'll talk. I think it's just how important the game is, the stage, the nature of some of the errors from Butland in recent weeks. I think if it's throughout a season and the recent mistakes have been maybe 6-8 weeks ago, that you can then put up a case for them. I think when they're so frequent, it just breeds uncertainty throughout your back line. And you're already taking Souter out that back line, like we were just discussing before the break. So you've already got an issue.
I think Barry Ferguson has hinted. He's talking there about, look, there'll be changes and I'm not frightened to make big calls. That's got to be a massive call if he does make it. Look, we could be sitting here, we don't know the team, we could be totally wrong. But I can totally understand if he goes with that call.
Do you really think... I know it's the obvious thing with Alan McGregor in there as goalkeeping coach, but do you believe that Barry Ferguson will weigh heavy on his 100%, opinion?
100%. Yes, why not? That's what he's there for. He's working with him. He'll feel the...
That's Mark's way of telling us there's not a chance the Partick Thistle goalie coach would...
Oh, No, not at all. Kenny does a great job.
Let's get this correct here. I'm not saying that Alan McGregor's got to go in and say to Barry Ferguson, you should play so-and-so. He will get in there with a report and say, look, this is how he's responding in training. Kelly's looking good, or, you know, Butland's back, his confidence, I feel that he's getting sky high again, and, you know, stick with him. I think what he'll do is he'll give Barry all the evidence, and then it'll be up to Barry and the staff to pick the right choice.
Well, here we go, a week's worth of debate about to be answered. Who gets the nod and goal, and what does the rest of the team look like, Gabriel?
Clyde One Super Scoreboard's coverage of the European knockout rounds with the Clubhouse Princes Square, taproom and home of live sport in Glasgow.
Yes, Gordon, the big question is answered. Jack Butland is dropped for the Europa League quarter-final against Athletic Club de Bilbao. Liam Kelly will start as Rangers number one. And that's not the only big piece of team news. Bailey Rice is in the starting 11, just the second time in his Rangers career. Of course, making his first start in the Europa League as well. Those two are part of six changes. So Barry Ferguson promised us that he would shake things up after the weekend's defeat to Hibs. And he has certainly done that. Let me give you the starting 11 then. It's Liam Kelly in goal, a defence of James Tavernier, Dujon Sterling, Leon Balogun, Robin Proper and Ridvan Yilmaz. A midfield three of Bailey Rice, Nico Raskin and Yanis Hadji. Vaclav Cherny and Cyril Dessers are up top. The substitutes, Butland, repeat that, Butland is amongst the substitutes. Maguire, Barron, Barami, Nsiala, Jefty, Igerman, McCausland, Curtis, McCallion and Danilo.
Wow, what do you make of that, Rangers fans? Jack Butland dropped for the Europa League quarter-final and replaced by Liam Kelly. Is that the right choice or is it the wrong choice for you? Call us right now. Let's get some fresh reaction to that, please, on 01419511025. And as if that's not enough, Bailey Rice comes in to start the match for Rangers. Doesn't start many games for the club and they don't come much bigger and more testing than this one. So what do you think of that? Big decisions, are they the right ones? Give us a call right now, please.
I like the look of the shape of it. I thought that obviously we had our opinions on Kelly or Butland and both of us went for Kelly. It's a back five with the two wing backs. The other big question mark is Chefty for, you know, Yilmaz in there. I like the fact that he's given Bailey Rice an opportunity. Young player, I think a lot of people at Ibrox have got high hopes for him. The fact that Diamande is suspended, because I like Tierney off Dessers. I really do. I think he gives him that sort of a safety on the counter-attack. He's a good player. He can come inside. He can get you goals. He can create goals for you. I think he's put a lot of thought into this team tonight. And I quite like the way he's went about his business here. Big decision. When you're a manager of a club the size of Rangers and you're a quarter final in a European game, you've got to make big decisions. That's what you're there for. If Barry's any inkling of trying to get this job, he's got to come out, he's got to puff his chest out and say, no, I feel this is the decision, it's right going forward. And he's made them. They're big calls, there's no doubt about it.
Huge calls. Obviously, the goalkeeper will grab the headlines, but we've discussed that at length for about 50 minutes in the show. But Bailey Rice, what an opportunity, 18 years old. That's a big call for the manager. However, he sees him every single day in training. He's heard a lot about him, probably. He's seen him a lot when he's been about the club. So it goes to show that he trusts the young man. A terrific young footballer, and what a stage for him to go in quarterfinal of Europa
League. Was it Clement that put him in and subbed him at half-time last time? He started a game. I'm trying to think at Ibrox. And Rangers were having a poor, poor day. And he subbed him at half-time, I'm sure. But this is different. This is a European stage for him. Barry has obviously been working with him. Barry Ferguson knows a midfield player. He knows how to probably coach him and talk to him and, you know, put him in the right direction. It is a big, big night for him. But look, sometimes the younger players go in and give you that freshness. They give you that energy. And at Ibrox, it's been missing. The rest of the team, I wonder what the Rangers fans are thinking down the left-hand side.
That was a Queen's Park game you're thinking of, wasn't it?
Queen's Park, yeah. You wonder what the Rangers fans are thinking with the swap with Yilmaz coming in there. I like Yilmaz, but Jeffrey at home, going forward, I think gives you a lot. Defensively, I don't think he's the greatest.
Wow, big news coming out of Ibrox. Dylan is a Rangers fan. Jack Butland dropped Bailey Rice in. Dylan, what do you make of those decisions?
I don't think that is the right. I'm not here to start a fight with anybody, but I don't think Kelly's got the right experience. But I was not quite happy, but it'd be quite interesting to see what Kelly makes of the game, because he's not played very much for Rangers, I don't think.
Yeah, I suppose that's the life of a goalkeeper, Mark. You kind of have to be ready. Liam Kelly obviously had that spell in between sort of end of December, January. It took in the Celtic game, the trip to Easter Road, the trip to Dens and so on. And then, remember, he came back out for the Man United game. Mm-hmm. So that was quite a big decision at the time as well. And now he has to go back in. So it's just, you need to be ready, I suppose, don't you?
Well, you know what? It could be worse for Kelly, because he could have sat there on the bench all year and maybe his only inclusions in the early rounds of the League Cup or something like that. But you're right in highlighting that was pretty recent. He was in there for a bunch of games and he did fine. And again, he's an experienced goalkeeper who's played a lot of football elsewhere. Okay, not Rangers. He's an international goalkeeper. So there's certainly a certain level to him. This will be probably the biggest game of his career, and it's a big ask for him. But again, I think it's the lesser of two evils. I think it's the right call, and I think he'll be looking forward to it. I don't think he'll let Rangers down tonight at all.
Are you surprised, Dylan, that Bailey Rice starts?
I am, because he's a young guy, and I don't understand. I get the Barry Ferguson and then the chance, but he's given the young guys a chance. It'll be good to see.
A second ever start, Gordon.
Yeah.
And the one start was against Queen's Park,
and
he came off at half time.
Yeah, but I've heard a lot of good things about him. Sometimes you just need to put your trust in the younger players. I'm a little bit surprised, right, because he's brought Hadji in as well. I thought he maybe have just tried to give them that security with Barron and Raskin in front of the back three, and let the rest of them go and play and try and influence the game. It's a big call with Hadji as well, because you're not looking at Hadji. He's not pulling up many trees. You know, his form isn't that great, but the one thing about him is he's got very, very good ability. He's a very, very good player on his game, but he's not been on his game. But I think Barry's decided, you know what? There's a bit of freshness needed in here. Bailey Rice must be showing up at training. And he's put him in there, full of confidence, and the young boy's got the talent to go and handle it.
Are you surprised?
Rice coming in, of course, just because it's such a big game. What you highlighted there, he's only had one other start and he was whipped at half time, whether that through his fault or not. So he's not got a large body of work behind him. He may be doing well in training.
But he wasn't in the match day squad at the weekend, so he was either carrying something, and if he was, what a game to come back from injury.
Yeah.
Or he was left out of the squad altogether. But I think he probably the former.
It's just a huge call at any level to put an 18-year-old into that level. Even if he'd been playing regularly throughout the season, but just to come out of nowhere. So it goes to show you what Barry Ferguson and the coaching team think. They obviously think that he's going to be no worse off than what they've had in recent weeks. It's a big statement, by the way, to some of the Rangers players there who are maybe in a comfort zone and thinking, well, my position's safe in the side. It wasn't my fault at the weekend that we lost. Barry Ferguson and his coaching team's taking one look at that and
is it a surprise for you, Mark? Because I don't think since Barron's got back in the side that he's played particularly bad. I think he's went in there, and
especially in Europe against Fenerbahce.
Yeah, and I thought looking at it, they'll give him a little bit more security. But he's obviously went where I think he looks at Bailey Rice as better on the ball. And I think he's hoping to try and dominate the game tonight at home.
Okay, what do you think? Liam Kelly in for Jack Butland, as well as Bailey Rice in for only his second start. Is that the right call from Barry Ferguson or not? Let us know and we'll play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. It's your chance to win a signed ball and go head to head with Mark Wilson or Gordon DL in the process. So let's do it. 01419511025. Lines close at 7.
Tackle the headlines. 01419511025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here for the next 4 hours. So get your calls in, please, on 01419511025. Well, that means we're 1 hour away from kickoff at Ibrox, which means an hour for you still to get all your pre-match thoughts in, your predictions, your hopes and fears, your thoughts on that team. We just gave you it before the break there. Jack Butland dropped, Liam Kelly in, Bailey Rice plays, Dessers up front, no Igaman. Is that the right team or is it the wrong team? 01419511025. Call us right now, please, so that we can speak to you as soon as we play this.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Right, it is Beat the Pundit time. Mark, you got overtaken by Marvin last night.
Wow.
But you can retake him.
Aye. I've not played tonight, for a while. I'm not giving him any credit at all for that. Because he plays quite often, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's actually in good form.
He's not bad. He is not bad at all. Let's bring in Ross, who's on. How are you, Ross?
Very good, thank you. How you doing?
Not bad, Ross. Most people are on for the first time, but I believe you have played before.
Yes, I have, yes.
And?
Kenny Miller beat him 5-1.
Oh, he didn't need to add the scoreline. Kenny was good.
Yeah, Kenny was good.
Ross only got a 1 though.
Regardless, no disgrace in that, Ross.
Yeah, but regardless of what Kenny did, Ross only got a 1.
Yeah, but he'll probably get a 2 this time.
Well, that's true. That is true. Right, what we'll do here is...
I'm fed up with that.
He lost to a team on Tuesday.
Did you? I wasn't listening.
There were about 5 of them. Minibus.
They actually sent a picture in those guys that beat you the other night.
The chubby boys at the 5-a-side. You've just seen the state of them.
You can't.
Who else is with you, Ross?
People's weight.
Myself, my mate Kenny, and Nizzy. And my fiance's here as well, Stacey. So there's technically 4 of them.
Brilliant. He's getting ready to watch the game.
Yep, 4.
We night in to watch the game.
That's not right. But I'll tell you what, we need to start coming, clamp down these guys.
What do you mean?
You can't have, it's Beat the Pundit. No, 4 Beat the Pundit.
That makes absolutely no sense.
Nah. I know it doesn't.
Did that sound good in your head there?
Yeah.
Right.
But you can't have 4 people against 1. It's no fair.
Let me ask you how you think I should police this. You want me to make Ross go and lock yourself in the bathroom?
I reckon he gets rid of this.
You know what I mean?
Who wants to be a millionaire?
No, just get rid of the 3. Go up the stairs or something. Get rid of the 3.
But they might just follow
the next door
and whisper.
There's an absolute disgrace.
Can they shout the answer as well?
Aye, of course.
Why not?
You're allowed to do that in the 5k minute and stuff.
Yes. Well, then we need to accept Ross's final answer.
All right, okay.
What a pair of moaners, honestly, Ross. Heads, it's Mark. Tails, it's Gordon.
I'll take care of him if it's me.
It's Tails again.
Oh, shoot.
You can choose the...
What are you saying?
4-on-1. Daz is used to that sort of...
Yeah, that's my sort of...
Let's give Gordon something else to listen to. Ross, you and your team have got 30 seconds to answer as many as you can and pass if you don't know the answer. But try if you can that you give me the final answer, okay? Let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What colour is the football on the Air United badge? How many teams have a chance of getting the last top six spot this weekend? Who are the only side to have sacked Sir Alex Ferguson? Who was the last Scottish manager to manage in La Liga?
David Moyes.
Max Johnston plays for which Austrian side?
Who
was named the new Scottish women's head coach this week? Who's older, Hearts or Hibs? Okay, Gordon DL, can you hear us?
Yeah, right. Oh, yeah.
You cannot suffer a second defeat in a...
These are difficult tonight.
Are they?
Mm-hmm. Aye, I think these are really difficult.
I'm still angry.
Two defeats in a week.
And the caption up on the screen's right. Ross and most of East Kilbride, I am up against tonight.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Right, let's do it. 30 seconds on the clock and your time starts now. What colour is the football on the Air United badge?
Blue.
How many teams have a chance of getting the last top six spot this weekend?
Three.
Who are the only side who's sacked Sir Alex Ferguson?
That would be Easterling.
Who was the last Scottish manager to manage in La Liga?
Pass.
Max Johnston plays for which Austrian team?
Strunz. Graz.
Who is the new Scottish women's head coach named
Pass.
This week? Who's older, Hearts or Hibs?
By Hibs.
Okay. Ross and Stacey and team, what are you thinking?
Close one, I think it's a close one.
I think it is close.
Is it?
I was a bit worried because the first question's so loaded in his favour because he's the former
Air legend.
Air United manager,
was it blue?
So what did you say again? What did you say?
I said blue, didn't
you? You said the same as the guys, to be fair. It's red.
Is it?
It's a red football.
Oh, they must have changed it since Monday.
Nah, they didn't get a ball for that. I haven't been on air legend.
Exactly. Exactly.
Oh, well, you have four to use.
0-0. How many teams have a chance of getting the last top six spot? You have Hearts, St Mirren and Motherwell, which is three, but you both got it.
Oh, no.
The only team who've sacked Sir Alex, St Mirren.
Was it not Easter?
Yeah, I would have got that.
None of you. Okay, one did, each.
Did they not get that?
No, neither did you.
Four dumplings, I don't know. What's with four of them? Could even get that?
Who was the last Scottish manager in La Liga? They did get this one, though. David Moyes.
David Moyes.
Real Sociedad.
Oh, we're up against it here, Dazzler.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So they lead by one. Max Johnston plays for which Austrian side? Are we getting a VAR on that?
No, come on.
I think we should replay that.
What did they say?
They got it right.
So did I.
You said Strumgrass. Did you know? Grass.
You did play Strumgrass or
Strum.
Something. Strum what?
Strumgrass.
But you still can't say. What team did you play for?
Do you know what? I don't usually do it to him, Ross, but I'll give him it. I think he knows the answer. It's not my fault. He doesn't have his teeth in. So it's 3-2 to the team on the line. Who is the new Scottish women's head coach named this week? Melissa Andriata. Former Australia assistant.
Please tell me they never Scotland, got that.
They did not get it. They still lead by one.
What's the last question?
Who's older, Hibs or Hearts?
Tell me they say Tarts.
Why?
Because I said Hibs.
All right, you both said Hearts.
No, I said Hibs. Said Hibs.
Oh, sorry, you both said Hibs. Yeah.
Both said Hibs.
See, you're really annoying me.
By the way, you were both wrong, but it didn't matter.
Was it?
Both
was
said
it Hearts?
The same thing. It's Hearts by a year. So you've got a three on the line for the East Kilbride team and two for Gordon DL. Well done, all.
That's two games. I've played seven people in two games.
That's a fair point.
Seven people in two games.
I hope that their neighbours are also listening and then they can hear them cheering and then they think that's them next door playing Beat the Pundit.
But do you know, I thought St Mirren was too obvious. Because he was at East Stirling, wasn't he? That's where he started.
Okay. Well, it's one victory already, Ross and team. What are you thinking for Rangers tonight? They're going to do it?
Yes, we will.
Is that you just because you've had your confidence boosted by Beat the Pundit?
No, I think it's just the Rangers on a Thursday night. They always turn up. I think tonight everybody's going to be up for it, and I think we'll get a good performance for everybody in the park. So yeah, hopefully we'll do some damage tonight.
Brilliant, a quarter of a ball each making its way to you very soon. Thank you, Ross. Brilliant. And team in East Kilbride. Well done.
Thanks. Cheers.
There we go.
I'm not having that.
You're giving away too many balls.
No, I'm not having
it's going to start coming out your wage.
Mark, it's 1-1 Beat the Pundit. It's not seven. Seven people I've played in the last
game. None of them answered for Ross, though.
They did.
Didn't they? Ross was the main one.
I suppose the thing, I know what you're saying.
Ridiculous.
Even you against you. I mean, were you the best version of yourself there? Irrespective of what they did.
I mean,
you only got two right, and one of them you barely got right.
But do you know something? What colour did you say their badge was?
The football on it is red.
Oh, but the other bit's blue.
The Scotland flag happens to be blue, yeah.
Yeah, that's where I get mixed up.
Yeah, there we go. What a turn up.
You're not having a good week. You've got other things on your mind, haven't you?
He's proper toiler in this table now.
Am I down? Am I dropping down?
If they restructure the league, you'll drop out of it.
I'm relegated.
That's the problem. You're hanging on in there just.
Who's below me?
Well, this is where this shows you how selective you are, because the people below you have only played a couple of games, so you say that they don't count.
Yeah, they're in.
That would put you rock bottom.
Yeah, if I'm playing up against these people non-stop, then they're in.
Of the people who've played a lot, you're bottom. But Cammy Bell and Ross McCormick are propping you up.
I tell you what, good company.
There you go.
Three very similar characters.
How many games have I played this season?
About 30-odd.
Ridiculous, isn't it? Mm-hmm.
Oh, you're on twice a week.
But I've played about 300 people. You don't say that in Mastermind. You don't get in there and sit down.
Well, imagine you in Mastermind. What would be your specialist subject?
Why would you do that? Why would you ask
keep it clean? No, but keep it clean. I know what
you know. Off air. Subject.
I know off air.
Let me tell you, nobody's beaten me.
In all seriousness, what do you actually think you would be? If we were to say, look, you need to go on and make a good account of yourself. What subject would you pick?
Snooker.
Snooker. I didn't think he was going to say that.
Just anything to do with snooker, or like
anything to do with snooker.
You know more about snooker than you do anything else.
You ask me any question about snooker, boom, I'm on it.
Right, how much is a yellow and a brown together? Quick.
Six.
I'm hopeless with that stuff. Anybody would know that.
Who made the first ever televised 147? Steve Davidson, the one of that.
So you don't get to ask yourself.
You don't get to make up the questions.
He's invented a new game.
I'm destroying this, isn't I?
Hold on a second. So he's going to read out questions that he already knows the answer to as proof that he knows a lot about snooker.
Just say to the presenter, who did this?
Ask me the ones there.
What tournament did John Higgins win last week?
Oh, he won the Players. He won it on Sunday.
I can't remember if that's what it's called.
Yes, it is the Players Championship, yeah.
What's sure? John Higgins' Manchester. Middle name?
John Higgins' middle name is Frank. John Francis Higgins.
I've liked you.
Yes?
We've now lost the plot.
Yeah?
0141951. It was actually the Tour Championship.
Oh, that's you've been done right away.
No. The Players Tour Championship is called.
I don't think it is.
It is.
No. See, you've done yourself in your special subject.
Then it goes on to general knowledge.
I watch it every Monday.
Tell you what, see later on when we inevitably get fewer callers because we're here for another 4 hours, I'll give you a snooker quiz.
Right, okay.
See how you get on.
Right, okay.
I enjoy you in quizzes here.
I'm good at quizzes.
You're entertaining.
Mark is in Stirling. Jack Butland has been dropped. Mark and Bailey Rice is in. Is it the right team tonight?
Definitely not.
No?
No. I don't understand what he's doing. Why? Obviously, Jack Button's made mistakes at the weekend against Hibs. Rangers proved all year are rubbish in the league. But when it comes to big nights like this, you need experienced players. Button tested in the team. And this young boy Rice is a good enough player, but he's not good enough to start a game with us. Maybe good enough to bring on the second half.
Would you have changed the goalie if it was a domestic game?
Possibly, I would have, aye.
But just not on a night like this?
No, not a night like this. Jack Bones, he's played at the top in England. He should be playing tonight.
He's done
us proud, mate. He's against Celtic, like a couple of games, he's done us well proud. He's been the team tonight.
I can understand that, right? I really can. Because two goalkeepers on form, you would say Jack Butland's the best goalkeeper all day long, right? It's a massive game tonight. You're at home as well. But I think Barry's went in with the attitude that I'm going to show that if I've got any chance of this job permanently, I need to make big decisions. And that's a big decision for him tonight.
See, the thing, I get why you say that, because the change has been made. But we've debated it a week. Leaving Jack Butland in would have been a big decision then.
Yeah, but Jack Butland is your best goalkeeper, right? Mm. I said at 6 o'clock tonight that I fancied Kelly to be in the nets tonight. I really do. I really did. I can totally understand Rangers fans going along to the game. I can totally understand Mark saying about it's the wrong team. He's also put another gamble in there with Young Rice. But I think he looks at this game tonight and he wants to get on the ball and try and dominate the ball more. And I think he does.
He wants to dominate the ball against a Spanish team.
I think he wants to keep the ball. And I think that Barron...
It's different from dominating though, isn't it?
Yeah, but I think he wants to keep the ball a lot better, especially in the middle of the park. And Barron's not that, for me, Barron's a ball winner.
Yeah, Mark Wilson, before we go back to Mark on the line, the theme, I think, that ran throughout this week was that most people wanted Liam Kelly. Now, this is where I'm interested, because Mark didn't. I feel like just most. I can't measure it, but I'm just, looking at the tweets, looking at the calls. I think most wanted a change. And a caller said, because if you leave Jack Butland in and he makes a mistake, then everyone will, go for Barry Ferguson. But depending on how many people like Mark are out there, then it's the same the other way around. Liam Kelly makes one, they say, what are we doing? Why not leave Jack Butlington?
I don't know. I think you get a bit more slack at that. I think because you've shown the courage to change a big player. If you keep making the same mistake again, it's you that ultimately loses your job. The finger's pointed at you. But he's tried something. He's tried to correct the wrongs here in removing Butland from the team. And some players, as experienced as Butland is, some players just need to be removed because... you can see their confidence is down. It's affecting their game. It's affecting their all-round life as well. So sometimes you're doing them a favour. Butland will probably be desperate to play. It will be. He will be because he's a top goalkeeper. But sometimes the manager has to take that out their hands. And you're only going to know if it's the right decision after the game. Even if Liam Kelly has nothing to do today, people will still come on and say, oh, Butland should have played because he's history and where he's came from. But nobody's immune from being dropped. Even if you're a top goalkeeper, you have been a top goalkeeper last year, most of the year, if you make mistakes, then you put yourself at risk. And Barry Ferguson has to think of the team first, not just Jack Butland.
Do you think what he did against Fenerbahce, which was 3 or 4 games ago, Mark, should have been enough to keep him in?
Even against Celtic, when we beat them 3-2, had a good couple of saves in that game. And if you're talking about, form. You talk about, look at the amount of chances Dessers creates and the amount of goals he scored out of them chances. So if you're going to talk about form, why isn't Agerman not playing up front? He's going all day about the team. You know what I mean? I just hope and pray that they get a result.
I don't think you'll be alone in that one, but I think what he looks at Dessers is the fact that he's always there to miss chances.
He's always in the position, but he's always there to miss the chances.
I do agree with that, and I wouldn't have been surprised if he'd sort of swapped that about. But I just think he's looked at the fact that Dessers, he can get you goals. He's scored goals this season. Has he missed chances? Yes, he's missed a right few chances. But for me, I think Dessers is a better goal scorer than Agerman just now. He's a young player, Agerman, and I think he's got very good talent. I would have probably stuck with Dessers tonight. But look, the big call's been made because when you lose Suter, who's one of your best centre halves and probably is your best centre halves, then you're taking your best goalkeeper out. That to me is big decisions.
Thank you to Mark and Stirling. We're going to bring in David and Airdrie when we return.
Taking your calls on Scottish football. 0141 951 1025. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon DL are here. I'm going to give you your full-time teaser, but then I'm bringing David straight in because he's been hanging on. So you can have a think about it. Don't give me any answers yet. Thanks to the Sensible Donkey for sending it in prior to tonight. Can you name the six Rangers player who've scored a European goal against a Spanish team at Ibrox? So it's the last six. The last six players to score for Rangers against a Spanish team at Ibrox. I'll leave it with you. David is on the line. David, your fellow Rangers fan before the break was very upset at the team and thought Barry Ferguson had got it all wrong. How do you feel about it?
Good evening, Gordon. Gordon and Mark, how are you doing, guys?
Good, thanks. Good.
I think the manager's made the right call in a day. I think, for me, Jack Butland, see the errors? These are basic. And, you know, I don't know if he's overthinking. I mean, you guys, Gordon and Mark, you've played the game. I mean, is he overthinking now? Is he living within himself? Is he reliving the errors? Because he just looks nervous. Even his kick-outs, last season's distribution was great. This season he looks a bit nervous. And I know the back line in front of him is no very settled and it's a bit all over the place. The full club is, let's be honest. But he's a good goalkeeper. He just maybe needs a wee spell, because if he goes in tonight, my worry is he has an absolute howler like Man United. And, I mean, it's where do we go from there then?
Yeah, We keep harping on about this. Oh, it's a big, big decision that Barry's made. I think that Barry looks at it, and as I say, he's probably looked at Jack Butland, had a chat with him, spoke to his goalkeeping coach, had a look at Liam Kelly in training, and decided that I'm going to make the decision, I'm going to leave out my goalkeeper. I think we all agree, right? We're not arguing here and saying that Jack Butland's not a good goalkeeper. Jack Butland on form is the better goalkeeper between the two. But the fact of the matter is, Jack Butland's not in form. And he looks, I totally agree, I think he looks a bit nervous. I think he looks like he's got a mistake in him in a lot of the games. So sometimes you've just got to go with your gut feeling as a manager. And Barry's gut feeling tonight is we'll have a better chance of a clean sheet with Liam Kelly.
I was just going to say, seeing the other side, Gordon, for Liam Kelly, because all the focus has been on Butland here. For Kelly, what an opportunity to really kickstart your Rangers career, because you've got a goalkeeper like Butland who is top class but made mistake after mistake, and it's came to a time where the managers thought, right, we need to take him out the firing line, and you're now in on merit because you're doing well enough to show us that you're at a level that we can take Butland out and put you in. So it's an opportunity for him to play from now to the end of the season. But then where does that take him next? Does that make him the number one going into next season? So a huge night, a huge 90 minutes in store, because if he does well tonight, I'm sure he'll start next week and it'll kick on from there for him.
Yeah, the bigger picture, David, we had a caller earlier this week, I think, or we spoke about it, saying if you don't start Jack Butland, that, you know, that's him kind of done, and if you ever want to sell Jack Butland, you know, it damages all that side of things. Is any of that true? Does any of that matter to you?
Obviously, it's true that you want your best players first and foremost on the pitch. But as Gordon said, I mean, he's not on his game. And everybody, and Mark said, all the focus is on Jack Butland, right? I mean, about us, Jack. But Liam Kelly came in for the Old Firm game, and he had a good game. And, you know, see all this about, oh, he's a number two and he's a number one. Surely at a club the size of Rangers, and Celtic, your number two should be just as good. He should be challenging the number one. No happy to be sitting on the bench.
That's the other thing, Gordon, is this is not exclusive to Liam Kelly. It's just goalkeeping in general, I suppose, and the scrutiny that's on it. But we will see it tonight. You know, if Liam Kelly even is 5% at fault for a goal, you know, it's going to be they'll scrutinise the life out of, you know, and I feel like that then is a bit of a problem for them both. You keep doing this, because go back to the period when Liam Kelly was in, some people felt he maybe got caught under a cross a bit for the Hibs goal that Bashiri scored. Is that all it was? Because there is a difference here. Mark has Mark is right. The last couple have been glaring errors from Jack Butland. The one at the weekend is a shot that is almost harder to do what he did, because if you stand still, it just hits you. But it somehow went through him. The one that he just drops at the ends, I actually would back you to catch that. Similarly, there was one against Motherwell not so long ago. So I just wonder if the level of scrutiny is going to make the full position a real problem going forward.
It certainly is. Of course it is. Because if Liam Kelly comes in tonight and, you know, has a poor game, then the Rangers manager's got to come up under a lot of criticism for making that decision. But I think he's just looked at it and the feeling. It's a bigger decision for me because of the fact that Suter's not there. So basically, you're really, people will tell you the best teams, are the spine of the team is your goalkeeper, centre-half, midfield player, and your centre-forward that scores the goals. So he's lost two of his best players. But he's looked at Jack Butland's, maybe he's confident. Listen, I don't think he's went on the weekend right after the game and thought, right, that's it, come Thursday, Kelly's in, he's out. I don't think that's the way he's handled it. I think he's looked at Butland. I think he's had a chat with Jack Butland. I think he's had a chat with his goalkeeping coach. I think he's looked at Liam Kelly. And as a second choice goalkeeper, you're sitting there thinking, right, okay, if this can take, when do I eventually get my chance to get in and show what I'm all about? He's an experienced goalkeeper. He's not a young 21-year-old that's going in there tonight. You know, on his debut, he's an experienced goalkeeper. He's been in the Scotland squad as well. So sometimes you've got to make a decision to say, right, it's now, as Mark quite rightly says, it's your opportunity to go and claim that strip.
Mark, would you have started Bailey Rice though? David, on the line. I think the previous caller might have been called Mark. David, would you have started Bailey Rice?
I see, at this point, I just don't see what the harm is. You know, look, this is a great club you're playing, and I do understand it, but you've got Diamandé suspended. You've got, listen, the boys got to get an opportunity. Why not? This is, I'm not saying it's a free hit, but see, at the end of the day, we've got to the quarterfinals of Europa League. We've got bigger issues ongoing. Give the boy a chance. Maybe he'll take the chance with both hands, you know, and why not?
I listen, I know what you're saying. Sometimes you've got to put your trust in young players and put them into the big stage and, you know, see if they can go and handle it. I think that's a bigger call tonight. I didn't see that one coming. I really didn't. I thought he'd have kept with Barron in there with Raskin, you know, especially to give them that bit more protection. But once again, he's looked at the situation with him. He must be showing up very well in training. I don't think he's just throwing names in there for the sake of throwing names. There's a plan behind what they're trying to do. Whether it works or not is a different matter.
Yeah, because it's a fair point that Gordon makes, Mark. If we're talking about Fenerbahce away being like the kind of blueprint or the high watermark that you're trying to get back to, it was a back five that night. Rangers have gone a back five again. You know, Desers led the line, as he will tonight. There was no Eggeman. So there are similarities between that night and tonight. But Conor Barron played, that was sort of Conor Barron's best moments were that. And then, you know, he ran himself into the ground in the home leg. So has he been great in the last couple of weeks? Not necessarily. But I wonder if that's a surprise for you that he's come away from that blueprint.
It certainly is. I said at the start of the show, I thought he would stick to that blueprint as much as he could, because I know there was suspensions in there and people missing out. So Barron was a surprise. But again, you know, I'm all for giving youth a chance. I work in the youth side of the game. So it's great to see a manager give youth a chance, and particularly at this level. I think that is a surprise for me when he's came from kind of out the cold and into the side in such a big occasion. Look, there is an argument that youth players have no fear, that they go in and they play and they just enjoy the game. Whether there's that wee bit more anxiety in an older player. And it's not to say that Conor Barron's old. He's 22. There's only 4 years between, or 3.5 years or something between Bailey Rice and him. So it's not as if Bailey Rice is coming in and replacing an old, experienced player. But again, it must come down to what the manager and the coaching team see on the training pitch. And you can quite clearly see when young kids are training well and standing out in that first team environment. It's one thing seeing that though, and then putting your trust in the young kid and in a atmosphere and an experience like this tonight. So interested to see how he gets on. The goalkeeper takes all the headlines, but I'll be keeping a close eye on Bailey Rice. I think he'll do just fine tonight.
Do you know, I'm a bit surprised. We're talking about decisions, Bailey Rice. We're talking about decisions with the goalkeeper. I'm surprised Rangers fans aren't phoning up, you know, what their thoughts are in the left wing back situation. You know, especially Ibrox. See, if that was away from home, I think Yilmaz is a better defender. But see, going forward, and he's went with an attacking side. He's brought Hadji in there as well. I think it's a big night for him. He's stuck with Dessers. Tierney's in there. He's brought Rice in, more of a flair player rather than Barron, who's up to me a ball winner. The big question, you know, what's he thinking, be, you know, in that left hand side? Because Chefty going forward is a very good delivery of the ball.
David, what's the difference between those two, David? Who would you have picked at left back or left wing back?
Well, that was actually one of my points. I'm glad that he brought up there. I think he's made the right call. See, at the weekend there, see Chefty. Chefty's gutless. He offers, see when Rangers are struggling, he offers you nothing. See at the weekend, see if you watch his game, and I sat right at the front of that govern front. So I see, especially him when he's overlapping, or lack of overlapping, he offered us no width at the weekend. He came inside following the midfielder. When the whole stand's practically screaming for him to overlap and he's an out ball, he doesn't do it because I don't rate him at all. I think he's brought in as this Brazilian, he's got silky skill and he puts a ball in. At least with Barisic, he could put a good ball in. This guy can't even put a good ball in. For me, Yilmaz gives you more bravery.
It's amazing how things change very quickly in football. But a few weeks ago, he was getting linked with Chelsea. You know, in the Premier League. I like Yilmaz. I think he's a good player. I don't think Chesty's the best defender I've ever seen in my life.
Is this not the problem with Rangers, to be fair? Right? To state the obvious, look at the type of season they've had. They've all pretty... There is very few perfect options in any position. There have been times when Chesty's been good, but there have been times when he's really not. Similarly, Yilmaz has come in once or twice. He's had bad games as well, Mark. The whole reason we've been discussing Rangers every week is because of this inconsistent way as a team. So they're going to be like that individually as well.
I think that's an easier one to understand for me. Horses for courses tonight in that position. I think when you look at the opposition and where their danger is and who you're coming up against in wide areas, I think Barry Ferguson's made the right call with that. Yilmaz, a better defender, he'll probably secure that left-hand side a wee bit better than Yefty has this season. Yefty going forward, ball carrying, getting up the pitch, very good. But Yilmaz probably a safer option.
Okay, well, we'll see how it transpires tonight. Thank you to David on the line on 01419511025. Twitter is at ClydeSSB. I wonder if Gabriel is there actually to give us the inside track on who Rangers will face tonight. Athletic Bilbao, we're talking about the job that Yilmaz will need to do and all the rest of it, and Bailey Rice and winning the ball back and keeping it. Who are they up against? Is Gabriel there? Can we hear him?
Yes, Gordon, yes.
Take it away.
Well, very interesting. We had Rory Barlow on from Football España a few days ago, gave us a lowdown on Athletic Club de Bilbao. They're fourth in La Liga, only the big three ahead of them. They are cup competition experts as they go at the moment. They've knocked Real Madrid and Barca out of the Copa del Rey in recent seasons. They won that competition last year, and they're, of course, looking for more silverware this campaign. We all know the final is at San Mamés. An extra incentive for them in their home stadium. As Barry Ferguson said, he feels they're favourites for the competition. All eyes will be on the Williams brothers. Nico, the left winger, lit up Euro 2024. Expect to see him playing for an elite club next season. But he wants to win it all with his hometown club, first of all. And he and his brother both start this evening. I'll just quickly go through the team. It'd be interesting to see if Gordon Diel can have a go at this 11 after. It's Agirdabala in goal. Lueke, Alvarez, Vivian and Di Marcos as a back four. Mikel and Di Garaleta in midfield with Sanset in front of them, Nico Williams on the left wing, Inaki Williams on the right, and Sanadi up top.
Perfectly disrespectful if you ask me. I think you can say Nico Williams, no bother.
No problem
at
all.
Who does he think he is?
Exactly.
Unbelievable for me.
I love his pronunciation.
But seriously, Mark, it's hard to look beyond those two brothers. Absolutely flying machines. But, you know, we sometimes do forget that good players can have off nights. Rangers will just be hoping tonight is one of them.
Well, of course. I mean, the Rangers that we've seen over the last few years at Ibrox have found ways to stifle some of these top names that come there. And there's been many off days, but I'm not saying that's down to the players or anything. That's down to the way Rangers have played and pitted their wits against them. So again, they'll look for their team to play at the top of their game and hope they're just a bit off it. But that's where the threat is. There's no hiding it. There's no doubt about it. The Williams brothers are outstanding footballers who play at a very high level, and they're sitting fourth in La Liga for a reason. So I think there'll be plenty of chances tonight. I think this game will be a lot more open than we usually do see on a Thursday night.
Okay, can you name the last six Rangers players to score against a Spanish team at Ibrox? So since 99, for what it's worth. Get any?
Betis, who scored there?
Desert score? No. Nope. Is that the away game?
So it was last season, wasn't it?
Yeah, I'm trying to think who scored.
Is that Ibrox, remember the question?
Yeah, it wasn't Tavernier. It was the defender, wasn't it? Was it from set? Was it Ben Davis?
No. 1-0. He's not there anymore.
Midfield player? Midfield player?
More of a attacker, winger.
Frank, him, Danny?
No. What? Him, Danny. From last season?
Or last season?
Edu. Not for last season.
Yes,
against Valencia.
Well done. He also scored an own goal, I think. We'll leave it there. We've got Edu, five more to get, and we'll be back as we build up to kick off next.
Number one for football in Glasgow and the West. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Mark Wilson and Gordon Diehl are here. 0141 951 1025. Should we just come clean about this? Because you and I are in not a fit state to broadcast. So there are two electric charging points in this building. Now, when I arrived tonight, both of those two were parked in them, which is fine. First come, first serve. But I'm going to need a charge to get home. So I had to get Gordon Diehl to swap with me. But we're like the furthest point of this building. We had about 3.5 minutes to do it. So this guy's not ran since 1997. And I just made him run out to the car park, which is actually quite far once you go through this building. Switch the cars over and come back. Are you okay?
Yeah. I don't know what you describe that as running.
Can we please? I didn't have time
should
to
have
film.
Got a video
we
on
need
that.
To get the CCTV.
Ah, we can.
What a technique!
So I don't know if I've like, seen you run before.
And he looked like the speedwalkers in the Olympics.
Aye. Yes. What's your heart rate at? Did tell you in that one?
Oh, no. it's very high.
By the way, he's done well there because I was munching a sandwich and I'm looking at that countdown clock thing. They're never getting back here.
Oh,
and I was actually had my light in my head
because he couldn't open the door.
No. He's shooting 40 seconds.
I said to producer there, you better cue Gabs because they're never getting back.
I actually set a 4-minute timer on my watch so that I knew what we had to deal with.
Great job, guys. Well done.
Anyway,
we've done it.
0141 951 1025. That is the number.
I can't even remember the number. I was thinking I'm going to have to present. 0141. I know it starts with 0141.
I think in the old studio it used to be written down, funnily enough.
I know. It's not written anywhere here.
I don't think I'll ever forget it.
What happens if I'm emergency like that happens again?
I think when I'm like 90, hopefully still around, I'll be able to just rhyme off that number.
Yeah.
It's just so ingrained.
It will be.
Anyway, do you know what I liked? Have you seen this action figure trend that's doing the rounds?
Yes.
No. On social media. Have you not seen this? I actually don't know much about it, but I assume it's some sort of AI type thing, and you put a picture of yourself in or someone you know or whatever, and it presents you as an action figure, but it'll present you alongside like accessories that person might have. I'll just show you. Basically, we've done it for you too. For the people who are watching in the live stream, it's actually quite funny. I think the likeness is excellent. If we could take a look at them, I think they've got you both absolutely bang on. I was impressed. I'm hoping we've got one for Hugh Keevens from over the weekend. And this is me filling to hopefully get it on the screen very soon, because I don't have much.
Ah, they've not got it.
Else left us, for goodness sake.
Yeah, you prepped them as well, Gordon, sake. And they couldn't get it.
I think maybe one of them running out to stop it. Your car rolling.
Oh, here we go.
Nah, never mind. Forget
it. I saw
the
it earlier on. Very
the
good, though.
It's gone. For
what,
goodness sake.
What I did like was the accessories, though.
Who was that? Who's my action?
No, it's you. It looks
isn't
like
an
you.
Action figure.
But they've got you with a little, like, Mark's got a stopwatch and a Partick Thistle scarf.
Very good.
Scarf.
Right, okay. What have I got?
And so
leave it to Caesar.
Be full of hoops.
I'll show you. I took a screenshot of it. You'll like this. There's you there.
What's he got? Beef full of hoops.
A coffee cup.
And a Botox.
And a Botox, Tom.
That's
good, isn't it?
That is really good. If I just talk long
like
enough,
that.
The camera should go to me, and there you go. I can show you on my phone. There is Gordon DL in all his glory as the action figure. My goodness, what is wrong with these cameras tonight? This place is having one. Someone sent in
There you are. You're on.
40 seconds too late. Someone sent in an alternative version for you, Gordon DL. Oh, which
what's the accessories?
We can't actually show. It's perfect. It says Dazzler up front and dishonest.
Oh, dishonest.
You in your suit, like your managerial, right? It's got an Asda like loyalty card.
Yeah, I'm happy with that.
A leather recliner.
I like this one better.
What's your last one?
And a blow up doll. 01419511025 or Twitter at Clyde S.
S. That's great. Oh. How do you make it? Who made that? The producers
like an app
or something?
Or an AI thing. You can get it sorted.
Somebody knows me so well.
That's a good one.
Listen, it might not have worked in the live stream, but it's on our Twitter feed at Clyde SSB if you want to go and check it out. It's pretty funny. Can you name the 6 Rangers players to score a European goal against a Spanish team at Ibrox since 99? You've got Edu against Valencia.
Struggling with this.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
Give us a couple of clues going before the game starts.
You've not got the Betis one from last season.
No.
Scored big goals, important
Sima.
Goals. Yes. There we go.
Oh, yes.
Sima.
Did you say from 99?
Yeah, it goes.
What would that have been against
back.
Then? That would have been against. Played Barca in that time? No.
Well, they did, but that's not one of the.
Novo.
Yes, against Sevilla in the Champions League. Back in 2009. So you're halfway there, which actually isn't too bad. We can leave it there before we go any further. Maybe one last final thought from Barry Ferguson, perhaps ahead of this one. We heard a bit from him earlier on. This is what he had to say on Bilbao specifically.
I would probably say they're the favourites for the competition. So we know we've got a tough ask for us. But these games, I keep going back to it, as a footballer, coaching staff, as a manager, these are the games you want to be involved in. You want to go and pit your wits against some of the best, and I think they've got real quality in their team. And I've said that to the players over the last couple of days. This is what being a footballer is all about. These big nights at Ibrox, the fans coming in their support, playing under the floodlights, can't get any better.
Surely they'll be up for it at a bare minimum, whatever that is, Gordon DL. And I know it's not enough to win you football matches, but surely there should be no accusations of that kind of slow start or whatever that we've seen.
Yeah, especially in Europe, there's just something. It looks like a different Rangers side. It looks different players. It looks the attitude's a lot different. You should butt for every game, especially if you're playing at Rangers and you're playing in front of 50,000 people. But look at what's at stake tonight. It's a quarter final, first leg. Keep their cell in this, because we know that Rangers can go away from home and produce great results. So tonight is all about, if you can get a lead to take over there, brilliant. If it's a draw, you're still very much in this tie, but they've got to really step up the pace tonight.
Yeah, they certainly do. I mean, they won't get away with some of the poor performances that they've suffered in domestic games this season.
Well, the stage is set, Ibrox is ready, and kickoff is next.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Kickoff is just minutes away. Let's go to Gabriel at Ibrox.
Yes, Gordon, the famous anthem that fans here have fallen in love with has just ended. How they'd love to hear it a few more times this season. Well, Barry Ferguson said his side must step up again from that penalty shootout win against Fenerbahce. He claims Athletic are the favourites to win this competition. The team who are, of course, hosting the final at San Mamés. It will take a monumental effort to get past them, but we've seen it before. A giant display has just gone away in the Copeland stand, and I'm still dreaming. It says, with a shiny Europa League trophy above it, how the supporters would love to still be dreaming in 90 minutes' time. Thousands in red and white jerseys packing out the away corner as well, Gordon. What a top atmosphere we have got here. Now, Ferguson promised changes, and he has delivered on that. Huge decisions have been made. Six in total to the 11 that lost to Hibs at the weekend. Headlined, of course, by Jack Butland. Rangers' long-time number one is out. Ferguson said he had a tough conversation with him yesterday morning, but the tough decisions had to be made. Despite being the hero against Fenerbahce, he has simply made too many errors recently, costing the team. Jefty, Barron, Igerman are all dropped to the bench as well, while Suter and Diamande are suspended. In come Liam Kelly, Leon Balogun, Robin Proper, Yanis Hadji, Ridvan Yilmaz, and 18-year-old Bailey Rice. His second ever start for the club in the biggest game of the season. So the team is as follows. It's still the five at the back formation that Ferguson has adopted, with Liam Kelly in goal, a defence of captain James Tavernier, Dujon Sterling, Leon Balogun, Robin Proper, and Ridvan Yilmaz. Bailey Rice and Nico Raskin will be in midfield, with Yanis Hadji just in front of them. Vaclav Cherny and Cyril Dessers are up top. The substitutes: Butland, Maguire, Barron, Bairami, Nsiala, Jefty, Igerman, McCausland, Curtis, McCallion, and Danilo. Well, what an opportunity it is for Kelly and for Bailey Rice and all the players on the pitch. Huge trust showed in them by Ferguson. Nights like these do not come around too often, and chances must be seized. Yes, Rangers have fallen away in the league, but can they do something in the Europa League again, Gordon? We're about to find out, and we are underway at Ibrox.
Come on then, Gordon Dale and Mark Wilson, what are your scoreline predictions? You can hear the atmosphere, it is bubbling away, and we are underway in the Glasgow sunshine. Never thought you would hear the day. Go on.
Go on, Mark, I'll let you go first.
I think it's going to be a tough one for Rangers tonight. I can see Bilbao winning 2-1.
See, John was right about you earlier on. Yeah, you right, guys are not giving Rangers any chance.
I know what this guy's going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
A draw.
Correct.
I knew.
I'm going to go 1-1.
Hedging his bets there.
Yeah. Score, draw, says Gordon DL. The early drama is that James Tavernier has caught his opposite number in the face with an aerial challenge. I actually don't think there was much in it, Mark, because he's caught him, which is unfortunate, but Tavernier's arms are actually kind of by his side, yeah, as he jumps. So I don't think there's going to be much doing there, is there?
No, I wouldn't think so. No, and we're back underway. It'll be interesting to see how the game unfolds here, because we were mentioning it before, Spanish teams are just renowned with keeping the ball and so good in possession. It's just the way their league is and their culture.
Having said that,
they're playing a game
absolutely
of football.
Absolutely blasted the ball up the pitch. So maybe they do mix it up a bit.
Well, look, any top team does, but it depends how they've analysed Rangers. I mean, Rangers are very good at closing teams down, forcing them into mistakes, especially at Ibrox. But when you get to this level, a certain standard of player, you go up the levels, the games become much tougher. Again, Rangers have handled that very well in recent years, over the past, 4 or 5 years.